Wednesday was the last time the U.S. President Joe Biden was seen publicly returning to the White House from an event in Massachusetts. He appeared in good health.
Good afternoon, everybody.
But on Thursday, the White House confirmed Biden had contracted COVID-19.
President Biden is currently experiencing mild symptoms, mostly a runny nose and fatigue, with an occasional dry cough.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning.
Biden's positive case was discovered during routine White House COVID testing. Once detected, his travel schedule was halted and he was put in isolation. Still, Biden released a photo of him working at his desk in the White House residence and also a video to reassure the American public.
But I'm doing well, getting a lot of work done, going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern. And keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
Biden is double vaxxed and twice boosted, most recently on March 30th. So despite his advanced age of 79 years, Biden is experiencing only mild symptoms.
His risk of serious illness is dramatically lower. He's also getting treated with a very powerful antiviral, and that further reduces his risk of serious illness.
That antiviral is Paxlovid. And while it's not clear which strain of COVID the president has contracted, thousands of Americans have been hit by an uptick in the Omicron subvariant BA5, responsible for a wave of recent COVID cases in the United States. Paxlovid, if taken early, is one of the top treatments. Those closest to the president are so far testing negative. Dr. Jill Biden, the first lady, reassured Americans she was in good health and had no intention of halting her public schedule. Vice President Kamala Harris has also tested negative. Biden isn't the first U.S. president to contract COVID. In October of 2020, Donald Trump also got the disease, eventually requiring 3 nights of hospital care. For now, the White House staff has been reduced to essential employees only while the president recovers. But given his mild case, there are no plans to transfer his executive powers to his vice president. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.